Welcome, everybody, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm your host, Sean, Stacking the Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Real Money, what's shaking?
Your radio voice, that's what's shaking.
Hey, man.
I guess it's not shaking. It's unflappable.
Yeah, dude, it can't be shaking. It's like the Philadelphia Sixers, man. Sure, they're down 61-37 in the second half. Come all the way back. Or no, actually, sorry, they outscored Boston 61-37 in the second half. They were down 19 points. And that's what's great about we're taping this, of course, Friday evening during the Lakers-Oklahoma City Game 3. We're watching it as we're taping this. Sixers came off a huge win, biggest win in over a decade. I think the biggest win before this had to have been, or I mean at least biggest recent win was 2001 when AI single-handedly took down the aforementioned Lakers in the NBA Finals. So it's been a long time. But yeah, it came back, even the series 2-2. Great win for the 76ers. Got them right back in the series. Looked really good turning it on. Right now we're watching the 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. OKC up 83-80. Ryan, do you know the numbers for this game?
No, I don't. But I noticed that you invited a Laker fan over. That's a little weird.
Yeah. Yep.
My default, I walk in and the game's on and this dude's over rooting really hard for Bynum to score. I'm like, what's going on with that? That's weird.
Well, in my defense and in his defense, he's at least a LA native.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was actually, I hate to say pregame. We went out to dinner. I went to a play on Wednesday. I went to see Chicago the Musical, which I've seen a plenty of musicals. Really horrible.
Right.
Best part of the play was Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld was the lawyer. That was pretty awesome.
Enjoyed his work?
Yeah. Anyway, so we go to Dylan's ahead of time. Of course.
Irish pub.
A favorite of yours.
Yeah, $3. Yeah. Every beer is $3, which yep. In Hollywood
and
is a real steal.
Waitresses have giant boobs.
Yeah, it's like Irish-themed Hooters. Yeah. They wear like stockings and stuff.
So we
nice
went
cans.
There. It's right next to the Pantages Theater. So we went there as a kind of like a way to, we went to eat dinner basically. And we're watching the Laker game. And I don't know if I texted you, but I texted a couple people. I felt it was really strange watching a Laker game with actual Laker fans.
Yeah.
Every time they scored, they were clapping. It was very odd.
Well, I experienced the same thing. I was up in the Bay Area doing some stand-up comedy shows, one of which was with Eric. And who is the Laker fan, and we're watching the game and stuff, and I'm rooting for the over because I had bet the over, and it's looking pretty good in the first half, and then the second half of that game, too, in OKC just went horribly wrong. And the Lakers had such a chance there to really turn the tide in that series, but Kobe just late, not being able to get it done. We're watching right now as OKC is up 85-83. Kobe just got blocked. Westbrook taken to the hole.
Wow.
Foul, almost an and-one situation. This OKC team, interesting team. I think they're going to be tough, but I don't know, Ryan. We of course, you are. We're early.
Should we touch on the playoffs?
Yeah, well, that's what we're getting into.
Are we touching
right?
on the playoffs?
Yeah, no, let's get into it. I mean, that's kind of what's going on right now.
So, for those of you who haven't been watching the basketball playoffs and are like, it's the same old Spurs. This Spurs team is unbelievably good. I think this is – they are clearly the best team in the NBA. I would be shocked if they don't win the championship. I'm going to say that right now. I mean, have you watched them?
Yeah. I mean, I threw $30 on the Clippers to win the series because I enjoy rooting for this Clippers team.
They have
and
no
it was,
chance.
It was 11-1. Well, that was the thing. They kind of have a chance, and they had some good runs with the Spurs on the road in San Antonio. You're just waiting for age to catch up to the San Antonio team. And Tim Duncan, this guy must have some sort of robotic knee surgery that we're unaware of. This OKC team is getting away here. They're up by five late. This San Antonio team is amazing to watch because it's like, yeah, they're just all these old guys. And then Tony Parker is 30 years old, but has, I feel like he's got a decent number of years in the NBA, but he plays like a rookie.
It is weird to hear that he just turned 30. He was playing in the NBA when he was 17, I believe.
Yeah, no, it feels like he's been in that league forever. He's like an old 30, but still.
I feel like people are saying that they're an old team, but really it's Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and a bunch of dudes who are in their first, second, or third year.
So well, yeah, and
really
that's
as old as
and give it up for them. I don't know of a dynasty that has changed its formula for winning and still had success. I mean, the old Spurs teams were built on defense and half court offense, and now this kind of, I guess, this new version of the Spurs is just all about putting up points. They're 14, I think I saw a stat on a View from Vegas, 14-1-1 in the past 16 games against the spread.
And they're also, in actual scores, they're 16-0, and they've won their last 16 games.
Yeah, they've won 16 in a row. These teams that finish hot, the same thing with the Pacers, Ryan. Let's switch it over to the East. Pacers finished very strong. And, of course, they went up against Orlando. Orlando missing Dwight Howard, so no one really gave him credit for putting away that Orlando team as they did. But you and I both said on the podcast and on our Twitter account, at Gambling Podcast, that plus 675 was a great value for this Pacers bet. Because now, I mean, everyone thought we were crazy, right? The followers, they were saying, oh, man, no wonder these picks are for entertainment purposes only. You guys are out of your mind. We said it on the podcast.
I believe what we said was, I think the Pacers have a better chance of beating the Miami or a better chance than Philly beating Boston.
Yeah. I mean, I think we were just pointing out that the disparity in the Philly-Boston series spread was crazy to us. Well, now, I mean, I guess we were kind of right because, look at – Indiana's up 2-1. They have a chance to go up 3-1 before they go back to Miami. And if they go up 3-1, I think this is their – I mean, right now, it's their series to lose. This Indiana team is playing confident, playing just – they're a well-rounded, fun basketball team to watch. I mean, they literally are what teamwork is all about, and it's fun to see, and it – The Miami Heat are literally, they're the bad guy sports team in every sports movie.
In that regard, they're very similar to the Spurs. They play team ball. They get the ball to the open man. One quick thing, the Spurs shot 40% as a team from three-point this year. That's crazy if you're one person. But back to the Pacers. So two things that are crazy to me. One, the Pacers are still plus 110 in this series. Not that I'm going to put more action on it, but that's crazy. I mean, have the odds makers not been watching these games? It's not like the Pacers are getting lucky. They're dominating.
Yeah, and that's what I think you were out of town when game one tipped off. And
they should have won game one.
I texted you. I was like, I watched that entire game one, and the Heat are almost lucky that they didn't steal that one. I mean, they were not that far away from sweeping this series.
Wow, Kobe's really falling apart. This is great.
He's getting handled by Westbrook.
And then the other thing is, so Sean, set that line for me. Saturday, May 20th, Heat in Indiana. It's a 12:35 tip out here in the West Coast. What's the spread?
It's in Indy.
In Indy. Game four.
Indy.
Must win for the Heat, obviously. Gotta factor that in. But
Indy plus two.
Yeah, Indy plus 1.5.
Yeah.
What games are they watching?
No, they're just watching bettors who go, you know what? It's LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. They can't have another bad game. Yeah. And if I hear one more guy go, wow, they're not the same team without Chris Bosh.
Well, in the defense, I actually saw the headline today on ESPN on the mobile site. And it basically said, LeBron left Cleveland to get help to win a championship, and yet he's back to square one. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, they rely so much on the pick and roll. They don't have any other big men that can pick and pop. And I think that's what's killing them. Indy's just packing the paint.
Ryan, you can't make excuses like that. When you have two of possibly – if you did 40 greatest NBA players of all time, and you have two of them on a five-man team.
Yeah.
I mean, you're short on excuses.
Yeah.
You can say what you want. And not having Chris Bosh in there is not the reason why Dwayne Wade only got 5 points in game three. That's not the reason.
It's the same reason LeBron's always been frustrating.
And it's
take it to the rack.
It has nothing to do with when Dwayne Wade isn't running back to play defense. That's not because of Chris Bosh. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but come on.
Did you see they canceled their practice and media session for Friday?
Why?
One could only speculate has something to do with the Wade Spoelstra blow up in the game.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't know. Who gives a shit? I just, on a side note, it would be great for Indy versus San Antonio just to stick it to David Stern.
Yeah, I know.
His stupid fucking retarded ass.
He just kind of reminds me of the Penguin. Like, he's just like, players in the league, of course they're not going to concede the less games for revenue shooting.
He's the evil empire. I mean, he is the emperor in Star Wars.
Yeah, he's really tried to do whatever he can to screw up this league.
But yeah, other than that, so the Clippers are +5 on Saturday.
Wow.
Which, I don't know. I can't take them. Chris Paul's hurt. And
Chris Paul did not look good.
And they're dominating the pick and roll. I think both the Clippers and the Lakers caught a very unlucky break with this whole back-to-back situation in the playoffs. Pretty crazy time to be in LA as a sports fan. You had the Kings win last night. You have the Lakers playing tonight. You have the Lakers and the Clippers playing tomorrow. Oh, no, sorry. You have the Clippers and the Kings playing. Or do the Lakers? Lakers, Clippers tomorrow, and then Clippers, Kings on Sunday, along with an MMA fight stuck in the middle at Live Nation tomorrow, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's going to be Nokia. Happening down there.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, now it seems pretty unlikely, but could you imagine if the Clippers and the Lakers moved on? So now you have Clippers-Lakers for 7 games with the Kings looking like they're moving on. They're up 3-0.
Man, I just ride the Kings. I grabbed them. I took the -170 series bet. It's just they're automatic.
I haven't seen this in the NHL playoffs in a long time. It's just been upset city, but it's weird. Like, I feel like after that first series, the Kings became the favorite, and they've just been dominating.
They are 11-1 in the playoffs.
I know. I haven't seen anything like this in a while.
Yeah.
All right. So let's
any other basketball stuff to talk about?
I don't know. You want to just go through and make some?
I do have. We should point out again. I have the Spurs to win the West at 20-1.
Yep.
I took a small hedge on the Clippers. Like you said, it was 11-1, so I could kind of do a safe.
Well, yeah, and I don't even know if we talked about what the Pacers was to win the series, +675. So now.
Oh, we talked about it.
Now, even if you got a little scared, you can buy back the Heat at.
Even money.
I think
-110 maybe right now.
Yeah, so right now, let's say theoretically you put $60 on the Heat. You could throw $70 on the Heat and guarantee yourself either
break
to
win, or win, you know,
330 or not lose anything. That's it's a pretty good proposition.
That's a nice no lose, but hedging's for pussies.
Yeah, exactly. And in this situation, I almost want to wait and see if Indiana wins game 3, and then you're getting like Heat +150.
Oh, I think it'd be more than that. I think it'd be like 250.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So then you could guarantee yourself a couple $100.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. Well, and I love watching this. I mean, the same way, that'll be interesting if somehow the Sixers pull it off, and if the Sixers pull it out and the Pacers pull it out, it'll be interesting to see that matchup, because I feel like the Pacers just do what the Sixers do, but just do it much better.
Yeah, I don't think it's a very good matchup for the Sixers, but who knows? I mean, it just seems like this Pacers team is really playing tough.
Yeah, they're playing really strong right now. I mean, even to win a game in Miami is still tough. But Miami, just no heart. Just a profound lack of heart. All right, wow. Ryan. Okay, so we got the NBA going here. NHL, you want to more takes?
Rangers, Devils, you know, who? I don't know. I don't really care too much about it. It'd be cool to see the Devils get back to the finals. Brodeur can go
out. What's the series at right now?
I believe it's 1-1. I think they play tomorrow. The NHL's really spreading their shit out. But yeah, if you wanted to grab it right now, let's see what the series price are. The Devils are even money.
All right.
So, I mean, they stole one from the Rangers. The problem is that the Rangers, I mean, there'll be just as many Rangers fans as Devils fans in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It would be, I mean, obviously, I think the league is probably rooting for a Kings Rangers finals. You got the two biggest TV markets.
Although, is LA a big TV market for hockey?
I think just accidentally it would become one. I think anytime you have an area with millions of people
and the teams in the final. Teams,
I mean, people are wearing Kings jerseys to work now. Like, really?
Has never happened.
I've worked with you for 5 years. I've never seen you put on a Kings jersey.
Yeah, but they're good now. Let's get behind them.
It's very LA.
Yep. Yeah, they support the teams when they're doing well.
Yeah.
Couple news and notes. I don't know if you saw this, Ryan, but Birdman might not be as bad as initially thought.
I did not see this.
Okay, so we had reported, as basically our inside sources, a.k.a. ESPN, had said that he was dismissed from the team indefinitely because the underage online crimes unit of Denver, or something to that.
He was involved in an ongoing internet sex crime case involving minors, I believe is what the official term was.
Yeah, either way, the branch that was involved was very, like, basically they're investigating you, it's not good. Now, I think Deadspin came across this information that maybe it's not nearly as bad as they're saying.
Like a 17-year-old?
Well, what it was, it sounded like there was a 17-year-old. She contacted him online. He asked for her ID, which that part sounds weird. But anyway, she came and visited him. He didn't believe that she was 21, which what she represented herself as.
Oh, I did
as.
See this, and she tried to extort him, huh?
Well, she said he was 21 and blah, blah, blah. He didn't believe her, so I think he told her to kind of fuck off. And the mom is involved in the lawsuit, and they have, like, emails where it's like, hey, I want you to get everything on my daughter's Amazon wish list and all these, like, weird demands for money. So who knows? I mean, he said he was very cooperative and blah, blah, blah. So hopefully it's nothing too crazy. But, I mean, just hopefully, yeah, Birdman, I don't know. He's had a pretty crazy life, but
the tattoos don't help him.
Yeah, but no one wants to be accused of that. And that's the word. And if he does turn out to be completely innocent of everything, that's kind of screwed up because you can never undo that thought in people's head.
So I feel like he would have a better defamation lawsuit than, say, Jonathan Vilma.
Jonathan Vilma of the New Orleans Saints saying,
is he smoking crack?
Like, I don't know.
What's he doing suing the committee?
Well, here's the thing. I think. But I don't even know. It makes no sense because basically, here's the thing. To win a defamation suit. Oh, wow. Great offensive board by Powell. Gives it to Kobe. Off the glass. No good. Kicked it to Steve Blake. Out to Meta World Peace. Behind the three. 43 seconds to go. OKC up by one. Meta moving the ball. Down on the block. Kobe. Back to the wall. Tries to draw contact. Does. Off the front of the rim. Wow. He's going to be shooting too. The thing is, for you to win a defamation of character, for you to win like a lawsuit in libel, you have to prove intent. That it was Roger Goodell's intent to purposely harm him by doing this.
Well, he's going after his – I saw like the ESPN legal analyst. He's going after the fact that Roger Goodell did this with the intent to hurt his ability to make money in the future.
Well, and I think he did have a good case that this is going to hurt his ability to make money in the future because this is one year out of a NFL player's history or out of his like career history. That's going to be huge.
I mean, we're talking probably a guy like that, like 8 to 10% of his career.
Yeah, and not only that, first off, it's going to be a PR nightmare for him to get a new job. The Saints are already hiring new players to take over his position. Kobe hits both. Lakers are up by one.
I mean,
one,
to be fair, Michael
seconds.
Vick got a job.
Right. Michael Vick did get a job, but it's a pretty crazy scenario. And if the commissioner suspended him for all that time and with really no merit, then yeah, I think Michael Vick would have a great lawsuit because he lost hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Jonathan Bill was smoking crack. He has to realize that as a cap, like the same reason that Sean Payton maybe got a punishment too strong for what maybe he was involved with. The bottom line, you're the captain of the defense. You obviously knew about this. You were involved with this.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. Maybe he just wants to see the evidence that they actually have on him. But that doesn't seem like that makes any sense to me because that it's going to cost you so much money to put this lawsuit out.
Here's what I don't get. It's the NFL. It's not like the United States. It's not the court of law. It's the court of the NFL. At the end of the day, the commissioner does have the power. And the whole lawsuit about this happened before the CBA, so they can't get suspended, that's retarded.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, obviously, I'm not a legal expert, and it seems like it's going to be really tough. And I'm sure – the NFL is a powerful organization that has a million attorneys on hand. I don't think they're gonna proceed with something like this willy-nilly. All right, we're watching the final shot. Possibly no good for the OKC.
Wow.
Wow, they just got the rebound and the foul.
Wow. Durant didn't get the Kobe call there.
No, he did not get the Rockstar call. Wow, Ryan. So if the Lakers, 12 seconds left, the Lakers are up by one. Assuming the Lakers go on to win this game, win another one back-to-back, all of a sudden it's a new series.
Kobe's probably played like 44 minutes tonight.
You don't think he has it in him? I mean, Obviously this back-to-back, Van Gundy was saying he didn't think it favored one team or the other. I disagree. I think it definitely favors a team like
at least the Lakers are home, but I don't know. When your only offense is like, what, 36 or whatever he is?
Yeah, but that's an old 36. Meta World Peace at the line, 12.9 seconds. First free throw. Rolls off the rim and back in. Lakers up by two. Now, Ryan, do you know the spread on this game at all?
I have no – let's see if I can try to – I have no idea. If I had to guess, I would – I mean –
probably be Lakers minus two, right? Something like that?
I'd even say closer to even. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers were not favored at all, even though they're home.
Meta hit another one there. They're up by three, 97-94. That's got to be close to the over-under. The over-under was 191.5 for game two, I know, because I had the over on that. It looked like it was literally right on pace in the first half, maybe off by a couple. Went haywire there in the second half. All right, Ryan, any baseball action you want to get us up to date on?
As usual.
Throwing out the picks?
Yeah, throwing them out.
Grinding?
Still, not – last couple of days haven't been great, but I'm still picking at like 55% maybe. Break-even point of 48%, so looking pretty solid.
Hey, you're just making money. You're an earner.
Just making money.
My Phillies looking making a little run here.
Well, Philly, of course, is playing interleague play this weekend against Boston, which,
today was a great day. They came back from being down huge against the Celtics to win, and they beat the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, and how did they beat those Boston? Papelbon came in for the save against his old team.
Yeah.
Great.
Cole Hamels had nine strikeouts, pretty solid. But yeah, this team, 21-19, Ryan, so they need to be at a winning percentage of .567 for me to hit my over.
Oh, wow, they just all right.
Wow, okay. Wow. Now, that's an interesting play. So, Oklahoma City had to side out with 14 seconds left, instead opted for the two-point play instead of the three. Got a really quick two. Looked like Westbrook to Durant, right?
No, it was Perkins down low. They just left him uncovered.
So, now, Lakers up by one. Kobe going to be shooting two with 9 seconds left. Blake was guarding him. Oh, man, this is going to be another bad night on Twitter for Steve Blake if they go on to lose this game. I don't know if you saw, Ryan, but apparently people were threatening Steve Blake and his wife on Twitter.
Wow.
That is
because he missed the three-point shot?
Yeah.
It's not like he screwed up. He just missed the shot.
He had a really good look, too. Kobe hit the first one. Now Lakers up 98-96. Good times. Yeah, but yeah, that is one nice thing about Twitter is just being able to yell at athletes who cost you money or, the Sports Gambling Podcast does not advocate threatening people's lives.
Yeah, well, these people are retarded. They not think they can be traced. Like, oh, I'm gonna threaten this person's life. It'll be cool.
I know. I think they think they're just yelling at their TV, but they don't realize that, no, we can see this. Kobe hit both free throws. Lakers up by three again. Westbrook taking it down. 8 seconds given to Durant. Deep three!
Oh.
Off. Quick two? Oh, no good.
Wow.
Lakers win. Lakers win. 99-96.
Now, getting ready. They must have covered the spread regardless of what it was.
All right, Ryan, let's make some NBA picks and get out of here and hit on the Preakness. But let's not forget about
the Preakness.
All right, let's do the roll through whatever NBA picks are up on the board now.
So we already went through them. We got Clippers +5, over under 191.
Okay, so
I'm going to take the over. I honestly think the Spurs can score 100 without batting an eye, and I think the Clippers are going to – this is like a must-win for the Clippers.
So you're going to take Clip City +5?
No, taking the over.
Okay.
I think the Spurs roll them again.
Yeah, so do I. I'm not going against the Spurs team. I would say Spurs -5 and the over 191.5. We make all picks here, Ryan. There's no such thing as a no play.
This Heat team can't score without – they can't score without Bosh, it seems like. So it relies only on LeBron and Wade ISO. I'm going to take under 178 for this Pacers Heat game.
Okay. I can see that.
I take the Pacers +1.5.
That's 90-88, something like that, 178.
I mean, what games have they been watching that they think the Heat can beat this Pacers team?
Well, this Heat team is mentally weak. We saw it against Dallas. We've seen it through the entire season. Is there a chance that they get up big and roll on the Pacers? Maybe,
they've
but not a,
big
not in Indiana. Yeah, not in Indiana.
No,
I don't know why they didn't start Turi off. That was a bonehead play by Spoelstra, I think, in hindsight.
Because they have no one to match up with Hibbert. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, not having Bosch, that does make that matchup that much sweeter. Give me the Pacers +1.5 and the under 178. I agree, Ryan.
Yep.
What else we got here?
Preakness. That's all. The other games, no line yet. This one just went final. They play tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, so as we know, I'm a genius. I picked the Kentucky Derby winner. The Preakness, of course, is historically a lot less long shots win. I think I saw a thing today that only 3 times in the last 12 years has a horse better than 5-1 won the race. So I'll basically put it out like I'm going to give you a couple ways to make easy money. I think the first is we're going to go California horse again. We're going to go Creative Cause. Unfortunately, opening line was at 10-1. It's dropped to 6-1. Of course, in horse racing, you get what it closes at. So I think he's a bit of a pace stalker, as they say in the horse racing game. So obviously, everyone knows about Bodemeister and the winner of the Derby. I'll have another. I think Creative Cause stalks him and then takes him over. They race a little bit longer than the Derby. Bodemeister, I think, maybe takes it out too quick and dies. I'm going to go Creative Cause coming in first. I'm going to recommend you throw – I will personally be betting Creative Cause to win, place, and show. I will also recommend doing a Creative Cause, Bodemeister, and I'll have another try box.
And the try box is
basically
1, 2, 3 in any order.
Yeah, you're betting any order of those 3 horses. So $1 try box costs $6. You're getting 6 combinations. And I'm also going to do the same combination for an exacta box. Basically, a $2 exacta box would cost, $12. You're getting those 3 horses to finish first, second in any order.
Okay.
So that's going to be my recommendation. I'll throw it up on Twitter. I'll throw out what I bet on, which will be I'll probably do 50 on Creative Cause to win, place, and show, and then I'll probably do a $5 exacta box on those 3 horses and a $5 try box.
And when's Preakness? Sunday, right?
No, it's tomorrow. Today.
Today. Okay. Well, then we got to get this podcast up in time.
So I believe the race starts somewhere around 5 o'clock Eastern, maybe.
Okay, so we got
6
time.
O'clock Eastern.
Okay.
I think I'd be surprised if a long shot came in and spoiled it. The only horse I'm kind of worried about is the other 6-1 horse went the day well. But Creative Cause has beat Bodemeister and I'll have another this year. So.
All right. I like it.
Sound
logic, Kramer.
Maybe this time you can join me on the.
Yeah, I know. I'm kicking myself for not throwing money on our picks, man. We had a hot streak going there. I didn't believe Ryan. I didn't believe.
Of course.
But no, really though, I'm sure if I would have bet on it, it would have gone sour. That's how gambling goes.
You are a mush.
I'm a mush, but I've been on a decent run, especially if this Pacers series bet pulls off, and I hit the Clippers +180, where I went fairly big on the first round. So Nah, I'm hanging in there, doing all right. Ryan, what's coming up in the sports world? It sounds like next week, what'll we breaking down the Eastern Conference, Western Conference finals,
yeah,
right?
We'll probably have some, potentially some Stanley Cup talk, some we might even, depending on when we do in the week, some Eastern and Western Conference finals. And then, I don't know. I don't know what else is going on. Maybe we can do a little NASCAR update, see how old Smoke's doing.
All right, I'm down. Maybe we'll check in on NASCAR, see what's going on there. I feel like some golf stuff has to be coming up soon, right?
Yeah, well, the Players' Championship just happened, but the next major, I believe, is still a couple weeks away in June.
Okay, well, maybe we can just pick up a random tournament, give her 2 cents. I get back to watching a little bit of golf. That's always fun, man. Especially,
golf is great because you just... All you're doing is hoping that your guy makes the cut first. And once he makes the cut, you're like, oh, I hope he's in it on Sunday.
There's nothing like watching golf on Thursday. Like, the guy's in hole two, and you're already like, oh, man, he's on a roll. It is it's such a slow – it's a four-day bet. So if you can just keep it going for 4 days, even if you lose, I feel like it's just worth that ride.
Yeah, and then in a couple weeks from now, we'll have the Belmont Stakes, which – if I'll have another pulls off the Preakness, we'll be talking Triple Crown.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's...
But I don't know. I don't think they'll... I don't think... I don't think I'll have another pull off the Belmont.
We haven't really had a... Belmont Stakes, June 9th. We haven't really had a... when's the last time we had a horse going into Belmont Stakes with a chance to win it, I think?
I think it's pretty rare, right? What was that one a few years back?
War Emblem, maybe?
Yeah.
I think we've had a couple in the past 15 years.
Never works out.
But the thing is, with this race, I mean, that the thing about I'll Have Another is it's race. This will be its third race in 6 weeks, which most of these horses don't race that frequently. Same thing with Bodemeister. He's never raced on 2 weeks rest. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know shit about horse racing, but I'm feeling it this year.
Yeah, right. I mean, all things being equal, Kramer seems to be in the zone right now. So just ride the hot hand, man. He's got the dice. He's rolling. Shooter's got the dice. Load up on it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Sports Gambling Podcast. You can go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check out old episodes. Prove that we were right about a lot of stuff where you don't make this up. You can follow us on Twitter for live updates and live picks at Gambling Podcast. Make sure you go to the website, check that out, hit the Amazon link so we can, fund the operation. And you can follow me on Twitter at Green Room Show. Kramer is at KramerCentric. Get him going in the Twitter game.
You see, we got some Follow Fridays.
Yeah,
today, first or yesterday, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. First Follow Friday of the podcast. Hey, we're Team Follow Back. Appreciate all the Twitter love, and even more so appreciate people trying to talk shit to us on Twitter and then rubbing it in their face when things go right. All right, for the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, making the money green, and he is Ryan.
Sweetness.
Kramer.
Yeah.
Let it ride.